This is Hell Best. I'm Chris Cooper, and today we're talking about behavioral coaching. Today, we're going to dive into one of the most powerful tools that we can use as coaches, and that's behavioral coaching. It's really all about helping our clients break down their big goals into smaller, actionable tasks that lead to real, tangible results. And we do that now. But the next step is to turn these tasks into habits and ultimately into behavior so that they're repeating the things that make them successful over and over and over. As coaches, it's really easy to get caught up in the bigger picture mentorship stuff, the strategies, the plans, the high-level vision. But to make lasting changes and help our clients see real progress, we need to focus on how to make these big goals into smaller, manageable, and most importantly, repeatable behaviors that they can execute on each day for the rest of their entrepreneurial career. So today I'm going to explain what behavioral coaching is, why it's so effective, and how you can use this approach to help clients stay on track, break their bad habits, and build new productive behaviors. By the way, if you want to see this in action, jump into our group coaching trial. It's going on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday in the Growth Group, and you'll see us applying some of these strategies. So first, what is behavioral coaching? It's really helping clients identify the specific actions they need to repeat to reach their goals, and then breaking those actions into small, achievable steps that they can just do over and over and over again. So the definition of behavioral coaching is the process of helping clients understand the how behind their goals, the specific behaviors that will get them from where they are now to where they want to be. So instead of just setting the big goal and here's the big annual plan and leaving it at that, we want to focus on the small daily behaviors that will help them get to their goal. This is really important because it helps them reduce their overwhelm, gives them a really clear path forward, and empowers the client to take consistent action. Look, if we were just worried about selling more mentorship or keeping clients showing up to calls, we'd be focusing most on novelty. What new thing can we teach them every call? But we're focused on getting them outcomes, and that often means repeating and improving on the basics over and over and over again. When you repeat the basics, they become habits, and when you repeat the habits long enough, they become behaviors. They become the things that you just do. So here's how we coach people to actually create behaviors that will lead them to growth. So what we want to do is focus them on what they can do today. We can't have a call with every client every day, but if we can imprint a behavior onto them, they will do it every day without us coaching them to do it. So instead of just having them dream about what they want in the future and talking to us once a month and maybe getting a new homework assignment, we want to imprint these behaviors on them. So here's how to apply it in your sessions. So first you identify the goal. So let's say that your client's goal is to increase membership by 20% in the next 6 months. Instead of saying, okay, that's our goal, here are the steps to get there, we need to break it down into really small behaviors. So ask the client as their coach, what specific actions can you take today that will bring you closer to this goal? Now they might say, I don't know, you tell me, you're the mentor. So now we can go to step two, which is break the goal down into achievable tasks. So for membership growth, some achievable tasks might be a weekly email. And I've broken this down in golden hour. There's some examples there, but it could also be posting a testimonial video every Friday, hosting a bring a friend day to get new leads once a quarter. Okay, that kind of thing. So we break these down into achievable tasks. And then you want to ask the client after we've identified these tasks, okay, what's the first step you're going to take? So instead of us saying like, here is the first step, we actually want the client to engage in the process by saying, what's the first step you're going to take? Then you might even say, how can you break this down even further? Like, so if they say the first step is I got to sign up for an email thing platform, you can say, okay, well, what's the first step in signing up? Break it down even further. Then, what tools or support do you need? So when we're on these coaching calls, we'll say like, okay, so the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to open up the document on the five pillars of retention and read that. Okay. Do you have time set aside to do this? It's going to take you an hour. Yes. Good. When is your appointment with yourself to do that? Okay. So if the client says, I'm going to read this guide or I'm going to post a testimonial video, you need to get really specific so that they can actually see the action step What video will you post first? How will you film it? What's your deadline? Like, get really specific so they have to walk you through the steps as the coach. And eventually, walking through these steps helps them see what they actually have to do, and it will help them establish that behavior, okay? So you're asking follow-up questions. Then you step four is accountability and progress. So once you've identified the task, you want to help them set a specific deadline. When can you have this done by? And I usually write this on a sheet of paper. Okay, can you commit to having this first step done by Friday? Cool. How am I going to know you got that done? Well, you'll see it in my Bright Spots Friday, or I will send you a message, or I will post about it in the Facebook group that I got it done, okay? If you don't hear from them, that's when you can say, did you complete the task by the deadline? Then you can say, what went well and what are you going to fix for next time? Or, like, what adjustments are you going to make moving forward? And another question there is, like, if they're not going to be doing this themselves forever, they hate it, or they're going to teach their staff, you can say, how will you tweak this to teach your staff? And what we're doing here is we're teaching a couple of behaviors. Number one, the behavior of breaking the process down. Number two, the behavior of identifying the first single, small, actionable step. And number three, the behavior of thinking about how will I teach this to my team. So what you've probably heard so far is me having the client reflect on how they're doing it and what they're going to do. So they're actually mentoring themselves a little bit. And this is what a good coach does. A good coach is a mirror. And so when you ask clients about what are you going to do? What's the first step? How did it go? What will you do differently next time? How will you teach this to your staff? You are being a mirror to them, and you're making them more self-reliant in the future. So I'm going to give you an example in action. So earlier I mentioned that client goal was to increase membership by 20% in 6 months. Okay. So the behaviors that will lead to that goal are writing a weekly email to prospects, posting a testimonial every Friday, setting up a social media campaign targeted at leads from the past 6 months. So the coaching questions that you can use to help them establish these behaviors are, what's the first thing you'll do today? Or how will you create this email? Or where will you post the testimonial? Or who are the two clients that you're going to approach this week? And when will you approach them? And what questions are you going to ask? Okay. The second example might be improving client retention. So this came up on the coaching calls quite a bit. And their goal is improve retention by 10% in the next quarter. So their behavioral breakdown is schedule a goal review sessions with 5 clients every week. Introduce a client check-in system via email or using an app or your CRM. And add client success stories to monthly newsletters. Those are the behaviors that will actually get them to the goal of improving retention by 10% in the next quarter. So the coaching questions you can use to help them adopt these behaviors are, what's the first step you'll take today to schedule your first goal review? Okay, which 5 clients are you going to approach? What text message will you send them? How will you respond if they say no? Do you have a calendar link set up? What is your calendar link? It's not just, do you understand the assignment? It's, how are you going to do this? Walk me through it, okay? Those are the coaching questions. Now, this behavioral coaching can also help overcome common obstacles. So sometimes clients will resist breaking down their goals into behaviors. They'll say, I don't know, I'll read the module. I don't know, I'll look at the guide. I'll watch the video. They may feel like the steps are too small or the steps are not enough. Like, oh, I need to do this really big thing. And that paralyzes them because they're not identifying the small steps. Or quite often they'll be on a call with you and they'll say like, yeah, I get it. I get it. No, I don't have to dig deeper. I get it. But the second they're off that call, their phone rings, their kid is calling, their baby is crying, somebody at the gym has a problem, somebody got injured, it's time to pick up the kids from school or mom from work, you know, they're distracted. And when they finally come back to this, they don't remember exactly what was said. So the first obstacle to them adopting the behaviors that will make them successful is that they feel overwhelmed by the idea of breaking things down. They're not good at it. You know, I always took for granted that these are fitness coaches. They're good at breaking down the steps. That's not true. Or maybe it just doesn't translate to business. So when they feel overwhelmed by the idea of breaking things down, or they're like, why are you asking me to break this down? Reassure them that small incremental steps lead to massive change over time. An example question could be, what's the smallest possible step that you can take today toward your goal? Hey, I know you've only got 5 minutes. Or I know we've blocked off an hour and there's 10 minutes left. I want you to start working on this right now. What's the smallest possible step you could take after we get off this call that will get us toward that goal of improving retention or whatever? The next obstacle, this is so common, is that clients get distracted or they lose focus. The second they're off the call with you, they're on to other things. They've turned that page. And the solution is to use accountability and check-ins to keep them on track. So my coaching tip is get really specific about deadlines. Ask them for the deadline, but write it down. And if they don't have a deadline, I mean, they're going to push the task aside. Ask them to book an appointment with themselves. Ask them when that appointment is. Then schedule an email to go to them right at the end of that appointment time. Ask them, you know, how can I hold you accountable to this? Well, you know, you'll see my post in the Facebook group or whatever. Like, they are telling you how they're going to hold themselves accountable because you've asked that question of how you're going to hold them accountable. Third obstacle is they feel like they're not making progress. They don't do the work because, you know, paradoxically, they don't feel like they're making progress. So they lose momentum, they stop doing the work. So the solution is to celebrate small wins along the way. The reason that our growth call template starts with wins is because you want to get them feeling like they've got some momentum so that they'll buy into the prescription that you make and they will actually go out and do the work. Sometimes it's really easy, you know, when you're in it, to overlook the progress because you're focusing too often only on the big picture. And so you don't see it. It's the same as people who come into our gym to lose weight. You know, they're thinking about their deadlift and they're thinking about the level method or your belt system or whatever. And they're thinking about the next class and what they're going to wear and the music and the coach and who's there, and what they saw on Facebook, the video they watched on YouTube this morning. And they're slowly losing weight, but they don't see it. So a good coaching tip is to ask, what's something small you accomplished this week that's moving you forward? And then celebrate that. Behavioral coaching is a really powerful way to help clients take consistent, focused action toward their goals. By asking them, what are you going to do? What will your first step be? When will you get this done? How will you know when you're making progress? When is the appointment to yourself? What is your deadline? How can I hold you accountable? You're breaking these big tasks into manageable behaviors. You're setting deadlines, you're providing regular accountability, and you're empowering your clients to stay on track and build long-term success. But more than anything else, you are empowering them to be self-reliant. They're no longer reliant on you to assign the deadline, to break the steps down for them step by step by step, to hold their hand, to do it with them every single time. We are building independent entrepreneurs by doing this. We're also reducing your workload and your overwhelm by empowering them to do this stuff for themselves and holding up a mirror so that they can start to mentor themselves. So take the next few sessions to apply some of these behavioral coaching techniques. Ask them the questions. Focus on identifying one small step that your clients can take today and ask them what that's going to be. Ask them to assign themselves a deadline. Ask them how they're going to hold themselves accountable instead of letting all those jobs default onto you. Break down their big goals, hold them accountable, watch them build momentum, and watch them go really fast without relying on you for every single step. That is behavioral coaching, and this is how we build successful long-term entrepreneurs instead of being the CEO of their company for them.